Hey, this morning is the last full day of camp. There's a lot of mixed emotions here. Some of y'all are excited, some of y'all are sad. Yes. How many of you guys want to live here forever? Well, too bad, you didn't bring enough clothes. So, yeah, and by the way, as a reminder, you know, some of y'all have been wearing the same shirt since Monday, all right? And I know this because I recognize you. I'm like, hey, I remember you. And now I'm like, hey, you smell familiar. So make sure you're changing your clothes, all right? Please, yes, yeah, you got to change your clothes. Because if you take home your suitcase to your mom and she says, where's your dirty laundry? And you're like, I don't have any. Just this outfit right here, mom. You will make your mama cry, all right? So just make sure you guys are wearing clean clothes. All right, so, hey, this morning I want you to get out your Bibles. You've got Bibles, right? One, two, three. Bible. That's pretty good. One, two, three. Bible. One, two, three. Bible. That is so sad. You guys are, like, really not getting into it because I said, one, two, three. Bible. There we go. All right, I need you to open up your Bible to the very first book in the New Testament, the book of... Oh, that's such a good little Sunday school class answer. Yes. All right. So, this is good stuff. I grew up watching Roadrunner cartoons. I loved them. And I know, you know, always watching them, I always thought about a couple things. I mean, you could look at, you know, there's a lot of things you could pull from there. Number one, you know, the coyote, he's very determined, and he just wants to eat dinner, okay? And he's very creative. But this morning, the reason we showed that is because it made me kind of think of a verse in the Bible in Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to be in verse 25. And today, I want to talk about something that I think there's a lot of people in this room that deal with this. And not just adults. Now, we think of this as maybe being an adult problem. But I've learned that it's also something that kids deal with, and today we're going to talk about worry. How many of you guys understand what worry is, okay? Yeah. Now, how many of you guys have ever heard, like, don't be a worry wart? Yeah, that's just disgusting, yeah? I mean, I've never had a worry wart, but I'm worried I might get one. So, if you have one, you might want to go check the camp nurse and get that removed. So, but here's the deal. A worry. Now, guys, a lot of us, we worry about certain things, and it can be hard for us to deal with. And I think that from kids all the way up to us adults, we deal with worry. And it's not just today. Apparently, this was an issue at least 2,000 years old, because this is something that Jesus is talking about. So let's see what Jesus has to say about worry. He says, I tell you, don't worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. Now, think with me. Go back to the Roadrunner cartoon. The coyote, this is just a circle of life. Coyotes obviously eat roadrunners, right? But it wouldn't make a great cartoon if he actually got to eat the roadrunner, would it? No. Well, it might. Okay. Maybe the final episode. But we're not there yet, all right? Now, here's the thing. When I watch roadrunner cartoons, it always reminds me of whenever I see the roadrunner, he's never worried about the coyote. Have you ever seen that? The coyote is always after him, and he's just like, he does that tongue thing, and he's like, yeah, that thing. And he's like, meep, meep. And he's never worried about it. And the coyote is literally, guys, he's seriously trying to kill him, all right? And he's like, meep, meep. And I just love that. Because when I look in the scripture here in Matthew chapter 6, he says, look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns. You know why? Like in that cartoon, who put the feed out for the roadrunner? The coyote. Yeah. He got a free meal, all right? Coyote didn't get his free meal, all right? But the thing is that when we look in nature, we look at birds, and we look at wildlife, and we see these things around. Guys, the Lord provides for those animals. It's really funny. On last Friday, we were leaving camp right over here by the volleyball courts, and we saw at least, and I'm not lying, 15 squirrels all over the place, okay? And I'm like, what in the world? Why are all these squirrels out? And then it dawned on me because all the campers went home, all right? And they, I think, they were like, hallelujah, the Lord has provided candy, popcorn, bits of snow cone, leftover pickles, Twix bars. We saw a squirrel run off with a sucker, okay? So make sure that you put your trash in the proper receptacles, all right? Otherwise, them squirrels are going to be all over, like they're going to be sugar crashing all over camp, all right? You're going to have big fat squirrels. But guys, the birds, they don't worry about what they're going to eat. They don't worry about that kind of stuff. The Lord provides for them. And then you go on to the next set of verses. In verse 28, it says, and why worry about your clothes? Now, how many of you guys love fashion? All right, come on, be honest. There's a lot of girls out there. All right, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, we need clothes. Clothes are important, okay? But we don't need to worry about them. We don't need to worry about the styles. Now, I know, how many of y'all shop at Justice? Couple boys, I see. All right, now be honest, girls. How many of you are like, I really like this shirt, but I'm so afraid that Tabitha is gonna find the same shirt and she's gonna wear it on Kitty Cat Saturday? All right, that's right. We do anything called Catterday, and we wear cat shirts on Saturday, and I'm afraid that Tabitha's gonna wear that same shirt. Anyone ever been in those shoes before? Yeah, look, see, there's some of you right there. All right, yeah. And I just don't want to be Twinkies, you know? That's weird. Now, guys, I know you're not, this is probably not a big a concern to you, all right? We're just worried that you're changing your clothes, right? But it says, why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and see how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you? You have so little faith. You know, this spring, I got to go over to Europe. The last several years, I've been able to go to Germany several times to go do a retreat for American kids whose parents are in the military, and we do a retreat for them. It's a really great thing. And I get to do a little sightseeing when I'm over there. And on this way back, this is probably going to be my last trip for that. My friend who was doing that ministry, she's retired. And so on this trip, my brother and sister went with me, but we wanted to spend a few days kind of seeing some stuff. And I remember we got to spend a few days in London. And we went, there's this park called Hyde Park, and it's right next to Buckingham Palace. And I didn't see the Queen, all right? I tried. I asked them if the Queen was around and that if I could have tea with her, and they said no. So I decided to just drink coffee in the park. And as I went out through the park, it was the most beautiful thing, guys. That had the most beautiful flowers all over the place, and I was taking pictures of it. And when I read this verse, it made me think of those beautiful flowers that I saw. Because, you know, these flowers are so pretty, and then they're gone in such a short time. How many of you guys have prickly pear cactus growing anywhere where you guys are at? Anywhere? Okay. Now, I'm from Oklahoma, and we have cactus that grows on our place. How many of you guys have ever seen a cactus blossom? They're real pretty. I love the cactus blossoms. They're real pretty yellow. It's a pretty yellow. But what I've noticed is they don't last long. You know why? Because animals like to eat them. Yeah, they like to eat them. And so I try to eat them before the animals. And it makes the animals mad. No. But they're really pretty, and, you know, they bloom for about a day, and they're gone, mainly because they're delicious, I suppose. But it's a flower. And if a flower is as beautiful as it is, and if God cares enough about a flower or a bird, doesn't he care much more about you? Guys, those are incredibly good, positive things for us to think about. Now, we're going to keep talking more about worry tonight. Hey, Jackson, can you bring me the Oklahoma briefcase? Yeah, there you go. Right. Yep, come on over here. All right, now, this is my son, Jackson. Can you say hi, Jack? All right, good job. All right, now. He will be available for autographs later at lunchtime, all right? Yeah, so he'll love that, all right? Yeah, I don't know what we've done to him. We kind of broke him. All right, so I made some things to help remind us, all right, today that we shouldn't worry. Now, I like to make stuff out of balloons. You guys like stuff out of balloons, right? Yeah? And so I made a flower. And you know what? This is a balloon flower, and it actually will last about as long as a regular flower, a cut flower. And that's the thing about balloons, you know, we spend all this time making them and stuff like that, but they're going to eventually pop, deflate, no good. I made another one too. I don't know if you guys will probably see that one right there. Yeah, I made this Roadrunner there. I'm going to go ahead and ask a lot of questions right now. No, I don't do birthday parties anymore, all right? So, yeah, you're like, oh, man. All right, but I made this Roadrunner and this flower here to remind us of these scriptures about how God, if he cares for the birds, how much more does he care for you? And if he cares for the flowers, how much more will he take care of you? So here's what I've done today. As I've actually, underneath two of the chairs is a white balloon that say winter. And if you look under your chair and you have one of those, just go ahead and scream, I won, I won. You won. All right, come on up here, bud. There he comes. All right, which one you want, man? You want the Roadrunner. There you go. All right, give him a round of applause. Anybody else? Anybody else win one? Right over here. Let's give her a big round of applause. There she comes. There you go. Make sure you put that in water, all right? Yeah. Now, guys, there's a few more verses here. I want to look at this. It says, so don't worry in verse 31. So don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he'll give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. That last word's important because, you see, it's not that we don't have to care about anything. There's a difference between worry and concern. You can be concerned about something, but you don't have to worry about it. And there are things that are out of our control that there's nothing we can do. All the worrying and all the anxiety in the world isn't going to fix that problem. Tonight, we're going to talk about how to deal with that. But I do have a song I'd like you to hear. I'm not going to sing it or anything like that, but it's just, well, I know, it's okay. But I did actually a little bit of collaboration on this song, and a friend of mine wrote it and sang it and stuff like that. And so it kind of, a lot of people don't know that it kind of became, you might have heard it, you might have not, but Colin's going to play this song in just a second, and I just want you to listen to the words, because it really helps me to deal with worry. Now, if you're an adult and you have no idea what just happened, you really need to get out more, all right? On the other end of the spectrum, if you're an adult and you know what just happened, I'm sorry, okay? But you know what? Sometimes we just need to let it go. Sometimes we need to... No, 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 no. Save it for the lunch line. Now listen. Guys, sometimes we need to let God help us take care of those situations and realize that God is in control. Amen. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.